What assertiveness actually means in recovery. There is a direct line between not being able to speak up for yourself and ending up back in a situation that threatens your sobriety. Most people do not see it that way. They think relapse comes from cravings or triggers, and it does. But what they miss is how often those cravings and triggers show up because you did not say what you needed to say when you had the chance. Practicing assertiveness prevents relapse in ways that are not obvious at first, but once you see the connection, you cannot unsee it. Assertiveness is not aggression. Assertiveness is not aggression. That is the first thing worth clearing up. A lot of people in recovery confuse the two because they spent years swinging between extremes. Either you were passive, going along with everything and swallowing your feelings, or you were explosive, reacting in anger because the pressure finally got too much. Neither one is assertiveness. Assertiveness lives in the middle. It is saying what you need, clearly and calmly, without apologizing for having needs in the first place. How silence creates relapse. Risk. The reason this matters so much in recovery is that people who cannot assert themselves end up in situations they should not be in. You go to the party because you did not want to seem difficult. You lend money you cannot afford because you could not say no. You sit through a conversation that triggers you because you did not want to cause a scene. Every one of those moments creates stress. And stress, as anyone in recovery knows, is one of the fastest roads back to using. When you practice assertiveness, you cut off those situations before they build into something you cannot handle. How practicing assertiveness prevents relapse by breaking the silence chain. There is a pattern that plays out over and over in recovery. Someone feels uncomfortable. They do not speak up. The discomfort builds. They start feeling resentful. The resentment turns into frustration. The frustration turns into a craving. And by the time the craving hits, they have no idea why it feels so strong. The silence chain looks like this. Discomfort you do not address turns into resentment. Resentment you do not express turns into frustration. Frustration you do not release turns into a craving. The craving feels overwhelming because it has been building for days or weeks. Practicing assertiveness prevents relapse by interrupting that chain early, before the pressure has anywhere to go, except toward the substance. Reconnecting with what you actually feel. Learning to be assertive starts with recognizing what you actually feel. That sounds obvious, but for a lot of people in recovery, it is not. Addiction teaches you to disconnect from your emotions. You spent years numbing them, avoiding them, or exploding because of them. In recovery, you are learning to feel things again, and that includes learning to identify when something is bothering you before it becomes a crisis. The moment you notice discomfort, that is your signal. Something needs to be said, or something needs to change. The language of practicing assertiveness in recovery. The language of assertiveness is simple. It uses I statements. I feel uncomfortable when this happens. I need some space right now. I am not okay with that. It does not attack the other person. It does not blame. It does not demand. It just states what is true for you and what you need to happen. That kind of communication feels awkward at first, especially if you have spent your whole life either staying silent or blowing up. But like anything else in recovery, it gets easier with practice. And the more you do it, the less emotional energy each situation takes from you. Relationships and work. Assertiveness in your closest relationships. One of the biggest areas where assertiveness matters in recovery is in relationships. Family members who still treat you like the person you were during active addiction. Friends who do not respect your boundaries. Romantic partners who dismiss your needs. These relationships are trigger factories if you do not learn to speak up. As Mayo Clinic explains, clear boundary communication is essential for protecting your well-being, and assertive interpersonal skills are among the most effective tools for maintaining healthy relationships during challenging times. Assertiveness does not mean you have to fight with people. It means you communicate your limits clearly enough that the other person understands where you stand. What they do with that information is up to them. But at least you are not carrying the weight of silence anymore. How practicing assertiveness protects you at work. Work is another environment where lack of assertiveness can quietly erode your recovery, taking on too much because you cannot say no to your boss, sitting through after-work events that make you uncomfortable, tolerating a coworker's behavior that stresses you out. These situations add up fast, and they drain the emotional reserves you need to stay sober. Setting professional boundaries is not about being difficult. It is about protecting your capacity to function without being pushed to a breaking point. Why practicing assertiveness prevents relapse by keeping your system clear, the stress container. Practicing assertiveness prevents relapse because it keeps your emotional system from getting overloaded. Think of your stress tolerance like a container. Every unspoken need, every swallowed frustration, every time you go along with something that does not sit right, you are adding to that container. When it overflows, that is when relapse risk spikes. Assertiveness keeps the container from filling up in the first place. It gives the pressure somewhere to go before it reaches the point of no return. Progress, not perfection. Why imperfect assertiveness still prevents relapse. You are not going to get it right every time. Some days you will speak up and it will feel great. Other days you will stumble over your words or second-guess yourself after. That is fine. The goal is not perfection. The goal is practice. What matters is building the pattern over time. Every time you say what you need, even imperfectly, you reinforce a pattern that protects your sobriety. Every boundary you hold builds trust with yourself. Every conversation where you are honest instead of silent lowers your overall stress load. Over time, the assertive pattern becomes stronger than the one that used to keep you quiet. That is the real power of assertiveness in recovery. It is not about winning arguments or always knowing what to say. It is about choosing to be heard over and over until staying silent stops being your default. Casa Leona Recovery can help you. Build these skills. At Casa Leona Recovery, we help you develop the communication and coping skills that protect your sobriety for the long haul. Our residential treatment program includes individual therapy, group support, and practical tools for navigating the real-world challenges of recovery. Contact us today to learn more.